Okay, so for the first three chaburas on halacha, we were discussing the halacha of opening bottle caps, and we discussed it vis-a-vis the malacha. It's on my personal one because I can't record and minimize the. Yeah, Shkoyach, thank you for letting me know. So we were discussing the halacha of opening bottle caps vis-a-vis the malacha of Maki Bepatish. And we discussed the different postkim on that. I have recordings if anyone wants to chazer. And we discussed also step two, what if you wanted to ask someone else who holds that it's mutter to open it for you if you hold that it's usser. And we discussed the halacha pertaining to that. Now there's a third part to this sugya, which is really going to be another shita on bottle caps. But once we analyze that shita, it's going to be a springboard to other applications in halacha that are fascinating that come out of this shita. So this shita, which we already kind of discussed, was a shita of Rav Liashiv. Rav Liashiv is quoted in Halichos Sadeh, it's a sefer, by Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp in an essay that he writes over there. He's quoted that, forgetting Makom Patish for a second, that may be one consideration, but Rav Liashiv wants to say that there's another reason why there should be an issue with opening a bottle cap on Shabbos. Because aside from the issue of Makom Patish, when a person opens the cap on the perforated line, what he's doing is a very precise cutting down to size of the cap. The cap is now being cut down in a very precise way. So what? What's wrong with being precise? The issue is that when you do a precise cutting, that could be a violation of the malach of mechatich. Mechatich is one of the lamates malachas that is brought down in the Mishnah in Shabbos, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It's one of the lamates malachas, mechatich. Mechatich was found in the Mishkan where Klal Yisrael would cut down the hides to size, to a specific size, in order to prepare the covering for the Mishkan. So they used to cut the hides after they already skinned it off the animal. They cut it down to a precise size. That's the Malacha Mechatech. So says Rav Liashiv, that's another reason that one should be machmir on opening a bottle cap on Shabbos, no matter what type of bottle cap. Because at the end of the day, when you cut on the perforated line, it's a very nice, smooth, precise cutting, you're being mechatech. You're cutting to a specific size. That's what Rav Liashiv says. And as we pointed out, all the poskim who are matir bottle caps, like Rav Shlomo Zalman by plastic, or the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avadia by all caps, they are obviously not holding of this halacha. And to be more specific, Rav Shlomo Zalman says this would not be an issue of mechatich. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara? The Maisa Rav Liashiv is making a good point. It's a precise cutting. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that not so fast. The fact that I'm cutting on the perforated line is not because I specifically wanted to cut on that line. Circumstantially, because the manufacturing company made the line over there, that's where I find it most convenient to cut. But had the manufacturing company decided to make the line a little bit higher, a little bit lower, I would have also cut that. So it's not called precise cutting when I'm not doing it in a specific spot that I chose. I'm doing it out of convenience to cut on that perforated line. Those are the two tzadim, and we need to be masbir that machlokas a little bit better. And when we masbir that machlokas and understand the nekudas ha-machlokas exactly for how to define mechatech, we're going to see that there's other broader implications of this chakira. So let's discuss mechatech a little bit and appreciate Rav Shlomo Zalman's sa'at to be matir, and Rav Liashiv's sa'at to be machmir, and then we'll point out three practical applications, lehalacha, that you can come away with because of this chakira. So, the Mishnah, as we said in Shabbos, in Ayin Gimel, brings out down mechatech, but really the Gemara on Ayin Hey of these brings another case of mechatech, where a person cuts twigs, he's cutting pieces of wood, of twigs, to size. Now, the Gemara goes on to bring another halacha, which comes to refine this basic hagdara of mechatech. Mechatech means, on a basic level, just cutting it down to size. So what does that mean, cutting it down to a specific size? What does that mean? So the Gemara, later on, in Ayin Hey Amud Beis, brings down a case where Rav Ashi says, a person wants to cut feathers off of a feather stick, the soft part, the what are those things called? Anybody know? Whatever, the feather, the white feather part off of the stick of the feather. He wants to cut it off and put it into his pillow. And Rashi explained, and the Gemara says that's called mechatich. Why? Because he is cutting down the stick to a specific size by taking off and removing the soft part and putting it into his pillow. His stick now is a precise, specific size. So the Achronim point out, and Rosh HaRubo, the Binyan Shabbos spells this out, the Ramosha Mordechai Karp spells this out, that you see from here that mechatich does not need to be cut down to a measured size. The halacha of mechatich doesn't have to be violated by cutting it down to 5 inches, 4 inches, a specific measurement. Mechatich doesn't need that much to be chayiv. As long as you're cutting it down to a size, a specific size, a more diminished size for your purposes, that's going to be mechatich. It doesn't have to be to a measured size of 5 inches, of 10 inches, or the like. Okay, but now that we know that it's not a measured size, so what type of size do you need? So there could be two ways of understanding it. On the one hand, perhaps mechatech needs to be specifically intended to be cut to a deliberate size, to your intended desired size. I want this to be this specific size. Or perhaps you can say the mechatech just means to. It doesn't have to be your deliberate desired size. It's just that as long as you come out with a specific smaller size, that's also chayiv. So let me just spiel it out for you. Working with the tzad, that mechatich means that you have to cut it down to a desired size, a deliberate size. It's your kavana that this is the size I want. So Shlomo Zalman makes a lot of sense. When I cut the bottle cap on the perforated line, that's not my desired size. That's not my deliberate size. That's the size that circumstantially the manufacturer chose for me. I would be perfectly okay with the top, or a little bit lower, or a little bit higher. They decided to choose that area, that perforated line. So that's not my desired size. If I go ahead and I choose a specific area where I want to cut, that's mechatech. But when I'm just opening it circumstantially based on what they gave me out of convenience, not based on my intention of cutting it to this size, that would be mutter. However, Rav Liashiv would be operating with the other possibility that as long as you're cutting to a specific downgraded size, it doesn't have to be with your deliberate intent. It doesn't have to be the one that you desired. As long as you're cutting down a large substance to a smaller specific size, that's called mechatech. It's a precise cutting. You're cutting in a precise spot, and that's called mechatech. So Rav Liashiv is very machmir on mechatech. And because of this chakira, we're going to have three more applications. Let me bring out the three other applications, and you'll see how this chakira develops. Because right now it's a little bit, I mean, Yehuda, you chapped how it plugs into caps? Okay, so let's give a little bit, a few more examples. Okay, Eliezer, Aaron. Okay, Arya, you're there? Okay, good. So let's give a few examples. So the next example, that was all the first case of bottle caps, which Rav Liashiv is being machmir on, and Rosh Hashanah is being mekel. Okay, what about soda cans? Practical application number one, soda cans. So for those who still drink soda, and those who drink soda from a can, so if you notice, when you pull the tab on the soda, you are basically puncturing a hole on a perforated section of the top of the can in order to make a spout for yourself to drink from. So, what about that, Shiloh? What is the issue over there? So, there will be an issue of mechatich, but before we do mechatich, we have to point out another obvious issue, which there are two issues, problems that come with soda cans that you have to contend with. One issue, which the post can bring down, is makib patish, because makib patish does not only mean making a kli, but it also includes the halacha of you can't make a functional opening to a kli. Whenever you make a functional opening, a nekev, a pesach yafeh, that's called makib patish as well, because you're adding an attribute to the kli. You're making it functional to be used. That's also makom patish. And even though midoraisa, you need a pesach yofeh, needs to be lahachnis ulahotzi. It has to be something that is meant to be removing the contents and putting something in, which a soda can doesn't have. It only has taking it out. No one's putting stuff inside. But midirabbanan, we answered it even if it was just one-way hole. It doesn't have to be a two-way hole. So that's one issue. But the other issue that's mentioned is mechatich. And guess what? Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv have the same machlokas again. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter to open soda cans on Shabbos because makom patish is not an issue since it requires no effort and you're going to throw the soda can anyway outside. But and in terms of mechatich, it's also not an issue. L'shitasei. Because since Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very specific hagdara of mechatich, that it has to be your deliberate size, a desired size, and the fact that you're opening the can and that area is only circumstantial. The manufacturer made the perforation. If it made it bigger, that would also be okay. If you made it smaller, I would also be okay with that. I'm just following what they gave me. That's not mechatich. But Zalman Rav Eliashiv, no. It is mechatech, because we don't need it to be a deliberate size, as long as there is a specific size, and you cut down the can to a specific size. So aside from the halacha makom patish, which he is machmer on there by soda cans, it's also an issue of mechatech, based on his chakira that he said before. So that was all application one. Let me try to hop in one, two, and three as well. Then it'll give you a chance to ask questions. Application number two is sugar packets. Let's say the ones that we have in yeshiva in the pantry, or if you go to a hotel and they give you these ketchup packets, or they give you what other type, coffee packets. So we all know that on the top there's a little bit of a perforation on top. Guess what? Same machlokes. Rav Shlomo Zalman says mutter. Rav Eliashiv is quoted to have said it's usser. Why? Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in this case, it's not that I am cutting it to a deliberate size. Had the manufacturer decided to make the perforation a little bit higher, a little bit lower, that'd be fine with me as long as it's above the sugar line. That's all I care about. So it's not mechatich. Whereas Rav Eliashiv says, no, the maisa, you're cutting it down to a specific size. It doesn't matter if it was your deliberate intent or not. And lastly, practical application number three is toilet paper. This is the hot Shaila. Toilet paper. What about toilet paper? So in principle, you're really not supposed to cut toilet paper at all because of the malacha of Korea, which we're not going to discuss right now. But the poskim do bring down that under Shas Etzchak, if you have no other choice and it's covered up rios, b'Shas Etzchak, you can cut toilet paper kilach or yad. As with a shinui. If you're stuck in a jam, Shas Etzchak, because of Kavod HaBrios, we allow you to do Korea Kila Achar Yad, something out of the ordinary, a shinui. Okay. Now that I'm allowed to do Korea Kila Achar Yad, am I also allowed to cut the toilet paper on the perforation? You know, like exactly where there's a perforation. Would that be Mechatich? So guess what? Same Machlaikas. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, of course, it's Mutter. Rav Eliashiv says, it's Aser. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you are not doing it to a deliberate size. It's not your desired intent. Adraba, on a personal level, just between me and you, I'd much rather the toilet paper be a little bit larger than the way they give it to us. It's too small. I usually cut two pieces because it's too small. So obviously, it's not my desired intent. It's circumstantial. They decided to cut it and that with those inches. It could be less. It could be more for me. Rav Shlomo Zalman's makel. Whereas Rav Eliashiv says, the Maisa, you're cutting a piece of paper to a smaller size, to a specific size, and therefore it's an issue. So to summarize, we have discussed the malacha of Mechatech as it was a springboard from the Chumrah of Rav Eliashiv by bottle caps, which Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel on. We pointed out that that's dependent upon how to understand the Hagdara of the malacha of Mechatech. Doesn't mean to cut, we don't need to cut it down to a measured size, to a measurement, but what do we need? Rav Shlomo Zalman says it needs to be a deliberate, desired size that you want, whereas Rav Eliashiv says any specific size smaller than what it was. And so it came out, there were three nafkaminas, three applications. Number one was bottle caps. Number two, we said, was soda cans, which aside from Makom Patish, also has an issue of Nechatich, Lefi Rav Yashiv, but not Lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman. We discussed toilet paper, and we discussed the case of sugar packets. Okay? So Ad Kan, 18-minute halacha. Hope you enjoyed. Any questions? Yes, Yehuda. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, here. Will that still be a problem? Right. So in terms of makiv patish, that would not make a difference. That would not make a difference. But in terms of mechatech, that would be an interesting discussion. Do you need a full mechatech of the entire precise cutting or not? So I would have to look that up again and double check for you. But it's a good question, a very good question. Okay? I'm sorry? Yeah, Rav Yashiv points out that in terms of makiv patish by the soda can, let's say, or by the bottle cap, that would. The post can point out that it doesn't matter that you're only opening it halfway, because the mice that you're making up cock out of it. In terms of mechatich, we'll have to discuss that at a different time. I would have to double check that nekuda that I remember it brought up. I don't want to say without looking up a second time. Okay, I want to welcome Robowski. And just before Robowski starts, I wanted to just wish Robowski a tremendous mazel tov on his upcoming daughter's vort, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night. And everything should go b'shah tovo mitzlachas. And Mitzvah Shem, we should see only nachas from all of Robowski's descendants, Mitzvah Shem. And they should follow in the tzitkas of Robowski. And we all thank you again, Robowski, for offering us these shiurim. Maybe the chassan can do it. Maybe for oh. Speaking of chassanim.